The following podcast could be brought to you by anyone, but it's brought to you by our absolute favorite airport in Southern California.
That's right. It's the only airport that throws parties on the wing, the San Bernardino International Airport.
They're now celebrating over 2 years of commercial flights to areas in California and beyond.
That's right. It's an easy check-in process. We experienced it. It was flawless. And of course, the added bonus is that it's just $5 a day for parking.
So thank you, San Bernardino International Airport, for sponsoring this upcoming episode of Klein Alley Show.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The following podcast could be brought to you by anyone, but it's brought to you by our absolute favorite airport in Southern California.
That's right. It's the only airport that throws parties on the wing, the San Bernardino International Airport.
They're now celebrating over 2 years of commercial flights to areas in California and beyond.
That's right. It's an easy check-in process. We experienced it. It was flawless. And of course, the added bonus is that it's just $5 a day for parking.
So thank you, San Bernardino International Airport, for sponsoring this upcoming episode of Klein Alley Show.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
What a day to be alive. Doorbells ringing aplenty and up for grabs right now. Tickets for you to go to When We Were Young in Vegas. And the question we have for you is, think about a time when you were young where your Halloween was absolutely ruined. The big Halloween fail. What was it? Did you break your leg the night before trick-or-treating and as a result had to just sit there and watch all the kids on your street get candy while you sat there with a giant ice pack on your knee?
Yeah, or there was some reason why you couldn't have sugar and you had to watch all your siblings eat it right in front of you.
There's lots of reasons why at some point when you were young, you had a Halloween fail. I mean, you probably get, let's be honest, you probably get a good, from when you can really appreciate the trick-or-treating, which I would say maybe starts around age 4-ish, you probably get a good almost decade of trick-or-treating where you really get to appreciate it.
Yeah.
Then you're that weirdo with the patchy mustache that's knocking on doors way too late. And people give you something, but they're not happy you're there. But you get like a nice decade of legitimate trick-or-treating where this is the greatest day of your life.
Yeah, and when you are young, it really is probably your favorite day of the year. So to have it be a fail, to have that favorite day of the year be a complete fail, that's something that you never forget.
We will make it up for one of you at the very least by getting you tickets to go see the likes of Panic at the Disco back together again, Blink-182, Weezer, The Offspring, and more. In Vegas at When We Were Young. Plus, someone will get the VIP tickets, a stay at the Resorts World, round-trip airfare for two and more. You got chances to win all day long on K-Rock, 9, noon, 3, and 6. But the question we have for you right now is, what was your biggest Halloween fail when you were young? And one of you will go ahead and give you a do-over by sending you to Vegas. Let's say hi to Eric. Eric, good morning. Welcome to K-Rock. What happened to you?
Sweet Dave.
Sweet Dibs.
When we were younger, we used to like put dummies all in the yard and kind of dress them all up, and then come Halloween night, we as kids would dress up in those costumes and scare the little kids as they would come through, you know. And so I was laying by the sidewalk, and this one kid comes through, and he's about 16, 17 years old, and I reached up and scared him, and he kicked me in the top of the head with a steel-toed boot.
Oh.
It's tough.
Damn.
It's the problem with when you try to scare kids. Every once in a while, they won't just scream and run. Every once in a while, they will fight back.
They will hurt you.
And if they're wearing steel-toe boots, that is not
good.
Danny,
head injury is not a fun Halloween.
Danny, the question is, when you were young, when did Halloween get ruined for you? What was your biggest Halloween fail?
So my birthday is the day before Halloween.
Oh.
And when I was a kid, I always wanted a Halloween costume party where everybody dressed up. And I never got it.
Yeah.
All my photos are just of me in a costume and everyone else is just dressed normal.
Oh, that's sad.
Dude, they couldn't humor you the day before?
People like to unveil, people before Instagram, people really wanted to unveil their costume on Halloween. That was the big...
Even her parents are like,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, but you could just make the party a couple days after Halloween, like on November 1st, and people already have the costume.
Well, by then, people probably return their costume. Well, that's really sad, then. I'm sorry. Every year, return a costume.
They're like, no, honey. It's not on Halloween. It's not the same.
Marissa, when you were young, what was your biggest Halloween fail? Tonight, everyone will hopefully have a great trick-or-treating experience, but we will make it up for one of you by getting you to When We Were Young in Vegas. What's up?
Yeah, I mean, I was Tinkerbell, and my dad was really malicious. And so I was already, you know, freaked out from all the Halloween decorations. And so he decided to jump scare me, and I soiled myself. Like an hour into trick-or-treating. And so we had to go home, and I didn't want to go out again.
You actually, as Tinkerbell, went number two in your own costume?
Yeah, my dad was not a nice person.
He scared the S out of you, literally. Wow, that is terrible.
How old was he?
Was this like a sexy Tinkerbell, like an older costume? Or was this when you were still a child? What line was she on? Hold on, there's every line's full. That was line six. Yeah, was that, how old were you?
I was like six.
That's good. Man. That's fair soiled yourself time.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a little past that age. Hey, Juan, what was your biggest Halloween fail when you were young?
Well, so my mom's birthday is on Halloween, and I remember one year, probably about 10 years old, I went to scare her in her room, or surprise her in her room, and she scared me. She had just got out the shower, and yeah, that's what I walked into.
What?
You walked in on your mom naked in her room? You were going to scare her, and then you ended up getting scared?
No, yeah, I want to tell her happy birthday, because her birthday's on Halloween, and yeah, she ended up scaring me.
All right, that's no good. Ashley, we're talking
that's
about...
No-
when we were young.
I mean, you don't know. Maybe her mom's hot.
I've walked in on my mom naked. Let me tell you, that does stay with you, man. That is my Vietnam. What's up,
Ashley?
You've
seen her do a lot of different things naked.
No, twice.
Sweet
dips. Hey, sweet dips, what happened to you?
Sweet dips. So I was on my way to go pick up my buddies dressed already as Darth Vader because, you know, we had to dress up. And I went to get gas before I picked them up. Slipped on a giant puddle of gasoline. Had to get ambulanced out of there with possible bilateral fractures of both wrists.
Oh, double wrist break.
Yeah, double wrist break, and my back was just torn, couldn't get up.
And you were dressed as Darth Vader while this happened?
Dressed as Darth Vader.
Yeah, not so evil after all. You're taken away in the ambulance.
It sucks because those are your baby, like when you're holding up the... candy bucket, you know, like that's when your wrists, you got to have working wrists for that. Such a bummer.
Beverly, quickly, we have to decide which one of you, when you were young, had the biggest Halloween fail, and how can we make it up for one of you by getting you to Vegas for when we were young. What's up?
Hi. Hey. So when I was younger, I was probably about 10 years old. We were at a party. My parents were there. My mom was still in the age where she was like dressing kind of sexy, and she was taking this boa and like putting it in between her legs and dancing real gross. and I went up to her and I'm like, Mom, why are you dancing like that? And she ignored me, tried to like shoo me away. And I noticed nobody else is on the dance floor now. So I'm like, nobody's dancing with you. And she said, yeah, because you're here.
Oh,
I'm so embarrassed.
So your mom was trying to do like sexy thirst trap dancing and you were kind of C-blocking her.
I ruined it, yeah.
Oh, man.
And she said, because you're here.
All right, no.
Yeah, she's cramping her style.
Yeah, I get it. She was trying to seduce the guys in the room doing that little ball between the legs trick.
That's a funny trick, too.
All right, listen, we've heard quite a few amazing stories. We'll give Jonathan one chance to join us, and then we have to pick a winner and give away these tickets. What's up, Jonathan?
Hey, I was just going to tell you about my epic failure when I was a kid. My mom would make all my costumes, and she hand-sewed like a whole skeleton outfit for the Halloween parade at school. And then I was goofing off with my friends at lunchtime and ripped right in my butt crack, ripped my entire costume and had to walk in the Halloween parade wearing sweat on one half and a really janky skeleton outfit on the other half. I never lived it down.
Yeah, I would imagine that. You're at that age where you have your ass crack hanging out. I mean, that's prime ripping on material.
Totally, and that's something that's how you earn a nickname that you never live
for
down.
For life.
Yeah, my friends were talking about it long into high school even.
Okay, all right, well, that's
tough. Well, now we will too.
Yes, now you will always be known as Buttcrack Billy or whatever your name was, Jonathan. Allie, we've heard quite
a few. Buttcrack Billy.
We've heard quite a few different stories of embarrassment. These were all stories.
And you're equally invested in all of them, aren't you?
I love them all. I can't remember. My short-term memory is no good anymore. Thanks a lot, Weed. Which one of these people are we going to try to let their...
Gosh, I don't know if it's Darth Vader wrist-breaking or Tinkerbell crapping her pants. Steel-toed boot in the head is pretty bad as well. Gosh, I don't know. I think I'm gonna have to go with the Darth Vader one.
Darth
that sounds
Vader
like a horrible
break.
Halloween.
Hey, Ashley.
Yeah.
You double broke your wrist as Darth Vader. The Force is with you today. You'll be going to Vegas for When We Were Young. Hang tight, and hopefully we can replace that bad Halloween memory with a good one. And we will be right back with more show next. Congratulations. Dodgers back in L.A. now. Pictures of them getting off the plane, holding the trophy, getting ready for the big parade tomorrow. You think about the stretch of yesterday, today being Halloween, and tomorrow being parade day. What a three-day stretch. You look at all the times and living in Southern California where you go, man, that was a fun weekend. Or, boy, that was a lot. I know that we just had, everyone was freaking out about last week because, it's the busiest traffic day of the year, whatever, because of every event that was happening at every stadium, every concert, whatever. This is one of those three-day stretches I think we're all going to remember for a very long time. In fact, they just released the odds for next year's World Series champion.
And we're already thinking about the next one?
Dodgers are already the favorites to win next year's World Series.
Wow, what a shock. What a plot twist.
Now, Jake was at a very crowded bar last night, like a lot of people were watching the game, and after the game ended, everyone celebrated. He went up to people and asked them who they thought would win Game 6. You would think that the people would say there is no Game 6 because obviously the World Series is over. That's what you'd think.
Right, but a lot of people are in celebration mode, so you're not really thinking about game numbers.
So here is Jake asking the pivotal question as to who do you think will win Game 6 of the World Series?
What's your name?
Mary.
Mary from where?
Cali, right here, Burbank, California.
How big of a Dodgers fan are you?
Oh, big time.
How you feel about the win tonight?
Oh, my God, it was very intense. I was very, oh, my God. And then the way it kept getting, like, I mean, I go in and it's like 2-0. Then it's like 4-0. And then it's like 5-0. And then we catch up like crazy. Oh, man, it's unbelievable.
Who do you think is going to win Game 6?
Obviously us. Yeah. Dodgers. Yeah, Dodgers.
Okay. All day.
All day.
So she's feeling pretty good because the Dodgers had a nice win Game 5. And she's pretty convinced that once again, the Dodgers will win Game 6.
So she thinks that everyone's just really over-celebrating.
Yeah, Game 5 was just a very pivotal win. So that's a huge celebration for just a regular.
Dodgers and 9, baby. Dodgers and 9.
You got to light a bus on fire. It's always lucky when you win Game 5. Then Jake approached another person and asked them who they thought would win Game 6.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hey, what's your name?
My name is Sylvia.
Sylvia from where?
I'm from Sun Valley.
How big of a Dodgers fan are you?
I am like 100% since I was a little kid.
100% since she's a little kid.
I'm like 100%.
Who do you think is going to win Game 6?
Dodgers.
Yeah?
For sure.
For sure. They're going to win for sure. Game 6 is coming to the Dodgers.
Do you think they just don't even understand the question?
How could they not, though?
I know. I'm like, how would they screw that up?
Because here,
I mean, they know that they just won the World Series, right?
You think so, but I don't think people want to look dumb. So they don't want to say, if Jake says who wins Game 6, they don't want to say. I think they just, there is no, the obvious answer is there's no Game 6. They just won. Jake approached this guy who's hammered right now, and even he seemed to understand it.
I was really f***ed up.
Yeah. How many beers you had?
I can't remember, dude, to be honest with you. I've had more shots than beers, though, I tell you that.
Who do you think is going to win Game 6?
Nobody, because we f***ing won Game 5. What the f***?
Now that guy gets it. That guy gets it.
Even in his drunken stupor.
Yeah. There you have it. Congratulations, Dodger.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
There's K-Rock. Rock, K-Rock, we are Klein Alley's show. Some people still hitting us up on the text line to say they have not slept. They are up now, and they're just going to go ahead and ride it. Let's see if you can ride it the full 72 hours through the parade. That would be impressive.
I mean, a lot of people can take Friday, quote, off by, quote, working remotely.
Guys, if there was ever a time to just officially declare tomorrow
a holiday,
between, and I know there's been a lot of talk about Halloween trick-or-treating being a nighttime thing, and wouldn't it just be better to just make the next day a complete off day? Well, there's been talk about moving Halloween to the last Friday of the month, and when you're
I think that regardless, the day after Halloween should be a holiday.
Well, but then you throw in the mix, you also have this World Series win and the fact that there's going to be this giant parade. Like, I don't know. Who do we need? Do we got to get Karen Bass? Who do we have to call to, like, make them make some sort of a proclamation that tomorrow is just an off day for everyone?
Yeah, just like, hey, it's a one-off holiday. That would be so cool.
I've always said that. It'd be so much more fun if, like, every city, state, the country even had a few surprise holidays. They just sprung on us.
Yeah.
So we're like, we don't feel obligated to book a trip or anything. We just find out, like, 24 hours before, by the way, tomorrow, paid holiday. Enjoy it.
It's like the world is taking a personal day, and you can decide whatever the personal day is at any given time.
I mean, I know other mayors before have done certain things. I feel like canceled schools or whatever after teams win championships. I think after, who won the Super Bowl this year? Kansas City again or something? I can't keep track of it.
I'm just saying,
I feel like at some point, that's your job. If you're an elected official, forget about all the stupid budget stuff you're doing. Let's focus on the important things, which is giving everyone days off.
That's a good way to get reelected, for sure.
I agree.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I would run on if I were to ever run. I would say I would find days, random days to make holidays that everyone would just have
and
off.
Just go, peace, and walk away from the podium.
And drop the mic.
Yeah. And that's it. I mean,
well, and they also say that schools, the day after Halloween, all the teachers are miserable. All the kids are really tired, and they're cranky, and they're like coming down off of a crazy sugar high, and they're the worst.
I got a notice yesterday in one of their backpacks, and it basically said, congratulations, the kids were so well behaved they earned a movie on Friday.
I'm sure they earned a movie. My kid's school tomorrow is doing parent teacher conferences, so there's no school. Yeah, wow, you really strategically planned that one out, didn't you?
Yeah, trust me, I know those
parent teacher conferences, my ass.
If you remember, this would be the anniversary of one of the meanest pranks I ever pulled on my own children, and that is when I convinced them that because of shrinkflation and a few other things that we were replacing Halloween with salad night, and this is the audio of how that went down if you've missed it.
Dad, you're kidding. Dad, are you?
Says here, because of a candy shortage and shrinkflation, trick-or-treating will be replaced by salad night.
No!
They didn't like
salad
that.
Night.
That sounds terrible.
I love that you tell your kids about shrinkflation like they have any idea what that means.
Well, I was just stalling till I could get to the real zinger of salad night. annual tradition around these parts, the introduction of salad night. Boy, they loved it. Hey, Michelle, what can we do for you? Huntington Beach, you're on the phone right now. What's up?
Hey there. I heard a doorbell, so I'm hoping I'm caller 20 winner.
All right. You are caller 20 winner. Allie, what do we have for Michelle who heard the doorbell and called K-Rock this morning?
All right. Well, you know what? We're going to hook you up with some Ricky Gervais tickets.
Hey, Ricky Gervais.
And just because we love you, we're also going to throw in a Klein Alley Show limited edition enamel pin.
Oh, wear that anywhere you go to let the world know you listen to this dumb show. Congratulations.
Thanks, guys. Love it.
All right. Hold on 1 second. Give you this one. So we celebrate a theme for today's show. Then we'll come back, do some takeaways. Maybe hear that doorbell one more time and get out of here. It's K-Rock.
Start the party, Los Angeles. Your Dodgers have won the World Series.
All right. There's your good vibes as we wrap up today's show. Nicole Alvarez will be in 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock. More tickets for you to go to Vegas when we were young, starting again at noon, 3 and 6. And we'll do that for you again tomorrow because even though we gave a speech, an impassionate speech a few moments ago, the mayor has yet to cancel work and school for tomorrow just yet. Although a lot of people on the text line are saying that their schools also got ahead of it and have, quote, staff development days tomorrow. And random floating holidays, and I guess it's, I don't know, a bunch of schools were smart, and they came up with dumb reasons to get the day off.
Yeah, because last year I know there was school the next day, and this year there is not.
Well, there you have it. We got a parade to get to, so we got that, Halloween, trick-or-treating. Stop by my house. I got no shortage of stuff. I bought way too much crap, so come on by. Fat kids, you're welcome. Take 3.
What's the address?
I'm not confident giving that out at this exact moment.
I actually don't even think you remember your address.
I don't know my address. I know what streets I turn on, and at one point I make a left.
Give us the cross streets.
It's near the Jack in the Box and the liquor store.
Okay, got it.
All right.
Good luck. What's your takeaway from today's show? Text line, we'll start there.
Let's see, 424, my takeaway is when you don't have insurance just right, it's the Dodgers, baby!
It's the Dodgers, baby!
On the bill and hope for the best.
Johnny, see Johnny hanging out of the side of a car going all over the 818 last night, and boy, he is, for For a guy that claims he doesn't have insurance and has to live life carefully, he looked like he was moments away from getting decapitated by a stop sign.
Yes, I know. Okay, let's see. A18, my takeaway is Dave Roberts loves a parade.
God, he sure does.
You said you wanted a parade. You're going to get your parade. How does that sound?
Yeah! Who wants a parade? That's right. Dave Roberts and Omar have so much in common.
310.
Two biggest parade aficionados.
Totally.
Ever.
Just still diehard fan base. 213, my takeaway is Allie thinks America is boring.
Yep.
And 909, my takeaway is according to Vanessa, if it's dangerous, it's going to be good.
Yeah, that's right. Today was very dangerous. Check out some of the footage that came up earlier today during the 10-second freak show. It was good stuff.
America's boring.
Calm down, Allie. America's doing the best we can do. You don't call us boring.
It's because you voted for the grilled cheese sandwich as the best sandwich. That's all.
No, we'll have to have a discussion about that. What's your takeaway for today's show, Jake the Nerd? Omar, takeaway for today's show?
Yeah! Who wants a parade?
That's what you're thinking. Allie, got a takeaway?
My takeaway is happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Shout out to Johnny for the best costume of the day, because if you haven't seen it on our Instagram, he dressed as Klein in The Fall in the Hall. He has the little backpack. He has the little yellow hat. He's got the white t-shirt. He was able to recreate the And I just want to direct everybody to the Clyde Alley Show Instagram so you can see it.
All right, we're out of here. Have a great day. Congratulations, Dodgers. Thank you for giving us stuff to get excited about. Have a great Halloween tonight. Load up on as many little Sour Patch Kids as possible. And we'll do it again tomorrow unless somehow the mayor cancels all work between now and then. And that's it. All right, now to take us out.
Hey, I'm on spookation. Gonna book a trip to a haunted destination. Let's all say we're on spookation. Spooky and vacay, it's the perfect combination. A 3-day spooky spookation. Maybe to the house from Paranormal Investigation. Woo!